Today, God's message for us is, be still and know that I am God. He said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted among the earth. Yes. We're living in a time such as we've never seen or experienced before. To put it in correct terms or to label it properly, we're living in perilous times, unsafe times, yes, dangerous times, risky times, even frightening times. True, but we are living in those kinds of times, but I did not say we are frightened or in danger or unsafe. If we feel that we are, then we need to know that the Word of God has made a way of escape for us, and we don't have to be controlled or subject to the conditions of this world. Many reference the times by saying everything is closing in on us. Some people saying we're doomed, yet others say I'm afraid to leave my house. We often hear the phrase the world is coming to an end, or what is this world coming to? If you are secure in your faith and truly trust in God, if your mind is set on God and your heart is fixed, if you fear no evil, then perhaps this word is not for you, but for someone you know that is in a state of panic or depression, someone having anxiety attacks, someone in great fear of what's coming next. The news headlines are full of doom and gloom. Certainly, if you take a good hard look, you should find hidden in the crevices of the paper a few newsworthy articles that reference Good Samaritans, people extending help to others, to help the victims of Hurricane Harvey, those who are trying to restore and repair their residence. You may find an article or two of some brave soul who put his life on the line to rescue or save someone else. You might possibly find 1% of the news is positive, 20% is sensationalized, and 5% is fake news. Don't believe it. Day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, you find headlines that read like this: 143 million exposed by Equifax data breach. Islands devastated as Irma heads to the U.S. Could Irma be the big one that obliterates Southeast Florida? Florida braces for direct hit from ferocious Irma. Mexico's strongest earthquake in a century leaves dozens dead, magnitude 8.1. Mysterious lights appear in Mexico's sky during the massive earthquake. Hurricane Harvey's estimated cost about $190 billion. Its massive flooding led to more than 30,000 people to flee to shelters. Hurricane Jose and Katia gather strength. Opioid abuse, highest in history, still rising. North Korea released another nuclear test missile this week. Rumors have it that they might possibly have the range capable of reaching the United States borders with no problem. Wildfires in Montana destroyed a total of 257,605 acres. From January to March of 2017, the National Weather Service confirmed at least 399 tornadoes across the U.S. In Chicago this year, there have been 472 murders compared to last year's total of 789. There were 40,000 more aggravated assaults than last year this time. So far in 2017, the U.S. has endured 49 separate weather climates and flood disasters, according to data from the global reinsurance firm. Wildfires continue to rage through California, burning billions of acres. They have been 23 to date. If you are rooted and grounded in God's promise to never leave us or forsake us, if you don't believe that if God be with us, it's more than the whole world against us, you might have a long road of anxiety, torment, fear, bondage, and entrapment ahead of you. You will set yourself up to miss out on the beauty of freedom, to live your life and to enjoy the events, the affairs, and the sights that God has placed in man's hearts to enjoy and to be entertained by. Most importantly, you will not be able and in a place for God to use you. If you embrace fear, you will invite torment in, anxiety, tension, grief, and every other trick of the enemy designed to rob you of your peace and contentment. You don't want to do that and miss out on the beautiful life that God has planned for us. Now, don't get me wrong, into each life some rain must fall. God said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he promised to deliver us out of them all. Just because we have problems and hard times doesn't mean we just throw in the towel, curl up in a corner, and die. No, we press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Andre Crouch sang a song some time ago, and it went like this. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. It's through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon his word. If we have reached that level of faith, that level of reassurance and trust in God, then it has become our responsibility to help others to understand how much it takes to be at peace, or how much we need to help them to understand they must be at peace and rest, and to lean on the everlasting arms of God, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning on the everlasting arms. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We've been left with some very important instructions and promises to be found only in the Word of God. Let's take a look at a few of them. These are not just any instructions or promises. They didn't come from your mama or your daddy. They didn't originate with your pastor or the head of the deacon board. They came from God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith. They're very easy to understand. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He's told us what we got to think on. If we think on these things, we wouldn't have time to be thinking in anxiety and fear about what's going to happen or what's around the corner or who's going to knock me in the head or who's going to shoot me. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your lifestyle be without covetousness or idolatry, and be content with such things as you have, meaning to be Christ-dependent. For he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. The Greek actually says Christ himself has personally made this promise in Joshua 1:5 and 1 Chronicles 28:20. Be still and know that I am God. Yeah. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with you. Yeah. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Be still, he said, and know that I am God. Isaiah 26:3 says, for he whose mind is stayed on thee, him will thou keep in perfect peace. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He said, be still and know that I am God. 1 Corinthians 5:8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Death holds no terror for the child of God. Be still and know that I am God. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God says, this is my guarantee, my promise. Be still and know that I am God. Matthew 24:7, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust. Be still, he said, and know that I am God. Isaiah 43:2 says, I will be with you, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Be still, he said, and know that I am God. Psalm 91:2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he has delivered us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He has covered us with his wings, and under his truth shall we be shielded. His truth is our shield and buckler. We'll not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. He said, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you've made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you. No evil shall come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They'll bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You'll tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon will you trample under feet. Because you've set your love upon him, therefore he will deliver you. He will set you on high because you've known his name. You can call upon him and he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honor you with long life. Will he satisfy you and show you his salvation? Yes. He said, be still and know that I am God. Yes. In Psalm 46, it says, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps us in times of trouble. We will not be afraid even if the earth shakes or the mountains fall into the sea. Even if the oceans roar and foam or the mountains shake at the raging sea, there is a river that brings joy to the city of God, the holy place where God Most High lives. God is in that city, and so it will not be shaken. God will help her at dawn. Nations tremble and kingdoms shake. God shouts and the earth crumbles. The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our defender. Come and see what the Lord has done. The amazing things he has done on earth. He stops wars everywhere on the earth. He breaks all bows and spears and burns up the chariots with fire. God says, be still and know that I am God. I will be praised throughout the earth. The all-powerful God is with us. God of Jacob, our defender. One quick note here, making it clear. By no means would we ever imply that this storm is because of evil people in those states. There are millions of God-fearing people, God-worshiping people, God-loving people in all those areas, saved, sanctified, and filled with His Spirit. But here's the deal. We said, unto each life some rain must fall. Matthew 5:45 says, He, God, causes the sun to rise on the good people and on the evil people. He sends rain on the just as well as the unjust. But you can bet your life that he has already put into action a plan for restoration and wholeness for those who are trusting in him in the midst of the storm. Many are the afflictions, but he will deliver us out of them all. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My sister told me a story one time about a terrible storm that was in South Carolina, a hurricane some years ago. And on her job, the man that worked with her, his parents lived there. And he was concerned because they said it was ferocious, it was tearing up the place. Well, in the block that his parents lived, it said it took out the whole neighborhood. He said it was a big neighborhood, took out everything. And BB said he didn't want to make the call, but he called his parents. Their house was the only house standing in the midst of everything else. The place was torn up, and it made news because his parents' house was a house that they had prayer and Bible study for the families. So, I mean, God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, you know. He said, be still and know that I am God, you know. He said, we're not supposed to sweat these things, you know. That news is not our news. Our news is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. That, you know, if God be with us, it's more than the whole world against us. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. Thank you, Lord.